Lesson 12. You are made a partaker of His divine power. By the reason of redemption, you are made exceptional by being endowed and opened up to divinity. You are given to be a partaker of divine nature. This is the nature that is above the human nature. It makes you escape the corruption of worldliness. 2 Peter 1, 2-4. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The above scripture shows us that the way to become a partaker of the divine nature is by being a partaker of the great and precious promises that have been given to us to inherit. When we possess the promises given to us, divinity will start manifesting in us and through us. If the promises on healing and health are manifested in your life, that will be divinity manifested. If the promises on provision and prosperity are manifested in your life, then the struggles that identified with humans will have been swallowed in your life. Apostle Paul notes that the promises that God has given to us are yes and amen in Christ. What men last to achieve and maintain in life, to you it is delivered cheaply by partaking of the divine nature. When men are running to and fro to make life a meaning, you will be at rest enjoying the benefits of redemption. You are not saved to be common. You are enlisted for uncommon life in Jesus' name. Now, to appropriate the promises of God and divinity in your life, you need to embrace some aspects of divinity that are well revealed in God. These aspects are what make God be above circumstances, opposition, and above failure. These are 1. Wisdom, 2. Understanding, 3. Knowledge. Proverbs 24, 3-4. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. It is through these three aspects that God has kept the devil running for his life eternally. If the devil could have matched God in the three, he could have been a challenge, but that is not the case. The devil will not outsmart you in Jesus' name. Proverbs 21:30. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Every time the devil thought that he is smart, God did something that left him pants down. The devil cannot stand the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of God. Anything born of God overcomes the devil and the world. Gamaliel gave advice to the council that wanted to have the apostles punished for doing miracles. In Acts 5:38-39, "And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or if this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God." When the devil thought that he has silenced Christ by crucifying him, it turned out to be a shock to him and his demons. 1 Corinthians 2, 6-9-8. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The devil thought that when Christ was crucified, that was the end of him. That is the wisdom, the best and highest of all the devil could attain. Poor devil. But the wisdom of God just overturned it and used it to his and our advantage. It is through the death of Christ on the cross that brought us salvation, healing, and so forth. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith." Through the same aspects, God founded the earth. Creation of the world and its environment is something that has turned men from time memorial. Man is still inventing great invention, but none can match the creation. All the material that man uses has been developed from what was initially created and formed by God in his divinity, whether man acknowledged it or not. Proverbs 3:19-20. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. By receiving these Trinity aspects of divinity, you will reign in life without being silenced by the noise of the devil, and neither can you be stopped by the unholy trinity of lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Ephesians 3:8-11. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through the wisdom of God, the church is empowered to teach the principalities a lesson. Without the wisdom of God being manifested in and through your life, the devil seems to be a story in your life, but by the wisdom from God, he ceases being your business. Receive the wisdom of God in Jesus' name. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. God knows that without the wisdom from above, you will not make any difference in your life. In all due respect, let me say this. Getting saved alone does not give you victory over issues of life. Otherwise, all saved people would have made a mark in life. There are many saved people who, after their sins were forgiven, settled at that point. But brethren, we need to know that there are things that accompany salvation, and we need to appropriate them in our lives. Don't blame God for your failures. Blame your ignorance. Also, without understanding, it becomes impossible to get the confidence that you need to rise from where you are to the place of the choosing that God has ordained for you. Understanding is simply getting the light, the revelation of what God has said in his word, so that you can appropriate it in your life, either in your prayers, confession, testimony, or doing it. Ephesians 3:13, verse 13, then 15 to verse 18. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In him you trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Apostle Paul says that there are great riches to inherit after new birth, but he also shows that without the aspects we mentioned earlier, there is a possibility of missing out. He therefore says that he does not cease to pray for the brethren in Ephesus that they will have the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge to be partakers of the provisions of redemption. You will not miss out on your package in Jesus' name. Lack of information is likely to cause deformation in one's life. Knowledge, which is simply the collection of information, is very vital for a believer. Without the necessary information of a certain issue, you are incapacitated and cannot make a desirable progress in life and ministry. 2 Peter 1:3, according to his divine power, hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Though we are given to partake of the divine nature through inheriting the promises given to us, it can only happen through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and goodness. So knowledge is paramount. Your knowledge about the Father and the Son and all that pertains to your freedom is very important. 2 Peter 1:5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. Knowledge is a component that you need to be diligent to add to your faith so that you can be fruitful spiritually, physically, and materially. Your faith is not enough without the addition of knowledge. God accused the children of Israel in the Old Testament for lack of knowledge in the land. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. God regarded knowledge important even in the Old Testament. May you receive knowledge of our Father and His Son in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. End of our chapter.